So I was wandering around looking for a version of Chutes and Ladders, the sequel. What I found was everything imaginable. War games, sports games, games of politics, including one in which the Koreas unite, take over Asia, and try to invade the U.S. in 2013. The intro was so real, you would have almost thought you were watching the evening news. Jay Hohan helped to create the newest version of Invictus and says they don't worry about new computer technology leaping past them.
Well, I think technology is what our creativity make real. So I think the creativity comes first and technology follows.
This guy was one of many trying Invictus out.
You chopped his legs from behind. Isn't that cheating?
It's not quite cheating. It's good fighting.
And he was impressed.
This is very good looking. It kind of reminds me of Dynasty Warriors and looks like a fun game to play.
While the sound of explosions and gunfire echoed around, there was a quiet area where tabletop games could be found. Jim Miles of Mayfair Games says they hold their own against their video peers.
Absolutely, it's still strong. It's excellent. We're doing fantastic. You know, obviously our biggest seller is Settlers of Catan, and that's booming. Everybody recognizes that, even in the video game industry. They all recognize it.
Tabletop or board games have also expanded way past Monopoly. Mayfair also has what's called Lemming Mafia.
I'm assuming all the bodies are just thrown over a cliff, one after the other.
Actually, in Lemming Mafia, it's a really good game. Actually, my kids love playing it with me. You're out for yourself. You have little missions that you have to complete, but you don't want your lemmings to get concrete shoes.
It's perfect for South Boston, I gotta tell you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's real easy to feel past your prime looking at the games. Game controllers now so complex, it's almost impossible to figure out. Then I found it. An area for classic arcade, Pac-Man, Asteroid, games with one stick and maybe a button to jump. My childhood. Yes, Donkey Kong, I missed you. In South Boston, Mark Caddy, WBZ News Radio, 1030.